On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
Yeah, I think this game is it's gonna be a good environment. They're a great football team. They're great defense, great offense, and I think it's a kind of a start for the games that we may have down the road of maybe at the end of the season need some wins and it's gonna be tough battles. So I think it's a start here for us to know what it's like and when the weather gets a little colder. I'm not down there, but when it starts to, what this game like is against a good team, good record, good quarterback, great defense. So it's a challenge, and it's feels like a game that got some little bit extra to it. But I think it's also an opponent we don't really know really well, NFC South, and you don't see him often. But it's a chance for us to get another road victory, and it's always a great test for a great team.
A game that has a little more meaning to it. Is it?
Yes!
Isn't that what we've been waiting for here in New England? It's KJ in for Arcan, 617-779-7937. That's how you reach WEEI. Text as well, and of course on Twitch, WEEI. Let me just put this in perspective of just how big this is. Okay, first ask yourself, do you remember the last time like the Patriots were scheduled into a professed national game? I'm not talking about 8 p.m. I'm not talking about like these Thursday night games where it's kind of like, our mother of assumption does have to at least get one of these primetime games. That's tonight. Let's call it what it is. But can you think of the last time that the Patriots were scheduled for something prime for the national audience to see? Are you ready for the answer? Joe Braverman, do you think you can rack your brain? It just hit me. I was just like, damn, it was a long time ago. You remember the game, Joe?
The last time they were on national?
Like a design national game, the Patriots.
I want to say it was Brady's return.
How about the Cowboys game from about 3 years ago?
Yeah, I remember that one. That at Gillette, him, Prescott and Mack going back and forth.
There you go. That's how long ago it is. And then we have these things with these national maps that show us where they're going to show the game. Because remember, the conversation was like, hey, really hope that this Tampa Patriots game gets flexed into prime time. But I'm going to kind of go through a little television how it works because people are screaming over YouTube TV and what's going on. I'll give you a little inside baseball of what I think may be really happening. But this is a test to see, oh my God, is there a revelation with a quarterback in New England again? This is a test. This is an absolute test to see if a superstar that we believe, right? Because think about it. Even when Mac first got on the scene. There were some people kind of like, ah, you know, there's some things that I think it's going to show up and see. There's no talk like that with Drake May. That's non-existent talk. This game is so big that pretty much the only places that won't see it is like the state of Ohio and the state of New York. Everybody else is pretty much getting the game unless you got like a late game and you get the blackout thing. Like if you're Arizona, Seattle, you're not seeing that first game because for God's sakes, you've got to watch Arizona, Seattle later. But everywhere, like this is absolutely crazy and mind-boggling. Philly, Baltimore, D.C., Dallas. I mean, Houston's got a game at the same time. And in Dallas, they want to show. They are showing. The golden boy that's here in New England. This just feels so good to be on television. That's something that people are paying attention to. That's why I could hear in Drake May's voice that this game carries a little bit of difference. Because for the league, this is like, hey, there's a star here potentially that, let's just call it what it is number two in MVP voting in terms of chances and Vegas odds, I mean. Against Baker Mayfield, who was, he was the sexy pick for it for a little bit, but Tampa suffered a little. But this is the game that is like, if you play video games, it's like before you get to the final boss, because like in the NFC, I mean in AFC, like your final bosses would be Josh Allen. Patrick Mahomes is kind of under introspection right now. Lamar Jackson with the injuries, and of course the conversation about can you win the big game has not been answered by him. When you start getting to the next tier of discussing quarterbacks in the AFC, you can't force feed me Daniel Jones suddenly, can you? Daniel Jones, I don't care what anybody thinks what you see right now. It's just absolutely nasty, really. You really believe Daniel Jones? You look at some of the other teams in the AFC. Bo Nix, at this point, over Drake May? Justin Herbert, you haven't done anything, really? You may be looking at the beginning of Tier 2 in terms of the quarterbacks being anointed Sunday in Tampa. This is how big this game is. Again, think of all going into this season, the Patriots only had three games scheduled after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Three. This potential game and how it plays off, because I'll explain why here shortly. This game may end up being an instant classic where you'll say, you remember when Drake May went down to Tampa on that national game? Because I don't want to remind you what you saw in that Dallas game. You saw the beginning of what we knew was the inevitable. See, at that Dallas game several years ago, I said, see? He's not the guy. Sunday? It may be kind of a little bit of a baptism. Like, I feel like this is what's absolutely crazy in Florida. Jacksonville has a game at the same time. Miami has a game at the same time. Neither of them will be able to see Tampa on CBS. Like, you can't even switch channels 50 miles away in Florida because Tampa wants this game so bad.
Duval.
Yeah. I mean, the Allman Brothers may jump out of their graves. That's kind of a little deep mess. It's deep there. They may jump out of their graves and demand at their antenna or get the little multi-picture YouTube TV. Damn it, will you be able to see it? 617-779-7937. It's also the text line. KJ in for Arcan. Joe Braverman, I realize Arcan may be under the weather a little bit. Going as Weird Al Yankovic for Halloween and ate too much of the wrong candy. You believe it?
I mean, it is completely possible. I mean, we only had 1 hour shows last week, so just be the reminder.
And then what was he doing with that accordion? I mean, that was a lot of accordion pressing going on. Oh no. We're watching Goonies by the time the show was over. But yeah, so. Or maybe it's because Colorado's we can get 50 burgers put on them every week and it's just getting to, you know.
No!
Yeah, it's happening. It's happening, folks. What we have been waiting for, the relevancy, the national audience, the star in the making. this is what's funny when I just think about this. Since this season has started, I've had almost no conversation about the offensive line and even less conversation about the receiver room. What has the conversation been for the last 3 years? It's gone. And I'm not saying it's gone just because of one guy, but sometimes one guy in the room can suddenly help others feel we can do this. The person, I mean, he's shown up in high school games. Do you remember Max showing up to anything outside of maybe when him and his girl went to the Taylor Swift concert? Like, do we really understand what's at play here come Sunday? You will have other relatives and friends from across the country living in places like Kansas City. This is the 1 o'clock game in Kansas City. Well, the 12 noon, but it's the 1 o'clock game in Kansas City. Wake up. There's a new child being born in a manger somewhere up there in New England. I can't wait for it. I can't wait for it. And this is the other part of it. I think Baker Mayfield is going to bring out the gunslinger in Drake May, but they won't be Drake May mistakes as we've expected them. I'll get into the game a little more. But here's Stephon Diggs just talking about just how tough this team is on the road.
Steph, you guys are 4-0 on the road this year. What makes a good road team? What have you guys done well on the road, and how big of a challenge is it going in there?
It's going to be great. This is another test for us. You know, that's a damn good football team. So as far as like being like, Coach says road warriors, I mean, it's really that. Like, you got to go in a hostile environment. You got to protect the ball. You got to be yourself. That identity got to travel. Who you are at home is going to be the same team you are when you play away. So even more so, you're going into those hostile environments. But protecting the ball is going to be the main thing. And being efficient offense.
Yeah, it's also good that the time zone has changed. The time difference has changed. I don't know if Tampa is one of those places that falls in the central time zone. No, I think you have to go further into the Panhandle West. So it's a good thing that this game wasn't like 3 or 4 weeks earlier, where it would be very similar to like going down to Miami and just having intense sun, potentially having issues, you know, fielding the ball. I think you almost feel like this is more important than the second Buffalo game, right? Because this game will say, can you win when everybody knows or is talking about how good you are? When the first game with Buffalo happened, it was like, hey, maybe these guys can fare a little bit better, but Buffalo is still Buffalo. Right now, guess where Buffalo's sitting? Yeah, we know the answer to that. So now this is the game where you're like, this is the game that gets the conversation in everybody's mouth. Do you know, Joe, that this game is being showed in San Francisco and in Los Angeles?
I mean, they're bringing out the big guns, Nance, Romo, and Wolfson on the crew.
What, 1 o'clock is what, 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock in L.A.? The National Football League is, again, now, sooner than I thought, looking at the New England Patriots to be that team damn near once again. Hell yes. Sooner than I thought. I mean, I might kiss Vrabel on the mouth when I see him. If it gets back this soon. Like, if you told me, like, the conversation this year. Like, I thought the conversation would be, wow, because of the schedule. And I'll get into it. And I'll tell you what. I'll get into that conversation, Vrabel's comments as well. It's KJ Show in for Arcan, 617-779-7937. Get to some of your texts next. Right now, it's time to trend with Joe Braverman.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Injury report is out from today's Patriots practice as they continue prep for their Week 10 matchup in Tampa against the Buccaneers. Running back Ramondre Stevenson for a fifth straight practice was a DNP. Receiver Kayshon Boutte and linebacker Christian Ellis also logged a consecutive DNP, second straight day for that. Center Garrett Bradbury was limited after a DNP yesterday, along with Marte Mapu and Joshua Farmer. For the Bucs, it's a near identical list from yesterday, with receiver Chris Godwin, linebacker Hassan Reddick, and running back Bucky Irving not practicing. Tackle Luke Getteke, who's still on injured reserve, was limited today, and linebacker Levante David and Baker Mayfield were among full participants. Week 10 in the NFL kicks off tonight with an AFC West matchup between the Raiders and the Broncos. You can listen to Westwood Woods' coverage of Thursday Night Football right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM. Beginning at 7:30, kickoff is at 8:15. Bruins ride their four-game winning streak into a home matchup with the Ottawa Senators. Jonas Korpisalo will be in net for the Bees tonight. Puck drop from TD Garden set for 7 o'clock. MLB free agency window is officially open. According to Jeff Passan, the Red Sox did not extend a qualifying offer to starting pitcher Lucas Giolito. The league also released their 2026 spring training schedule. The Red Sox will open things with their annual exhibition against Northeastern on February 20th. And Boston College men's basketball hosts Citadel tonight. You can listen to the game on WEEI AM 850. Coverage begins at 6:45. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The national conversation is that the team's 7-2, but the schedule's been a joke. And how do you balance, obviously, a young team, six straight wins, you're at the top of the division, playing great. How do you balance sort of keeping them in check, but also letting them know that anything is possible the rest of this way?
Be the same every day. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, you want me to comment on the schedule, or you want me to comment on my message to the team? What are you trying to do? You're working a lot into there. I mean, is that the national perspective, or is that your...
Is this
I can only coach one team at a time. I don't make the schedule.
Yeah.
Every team beats every, you know what I mean? Like, that's just, that's mind-boggling to me in the National Football League, that there'd be strength of schedule. You got a salary cap. Everybody spends the same amount of money. So you guys know in this league that that doesn't really mean anything. I love your little smirk over there. You know, like, you come up with this question and you want to ask me about the strength of schedule and my message. My message has been the same every week.
Oh, I love it when a coworker gets a little bit of a slap, right?
Oh.
Curtis, what are you doing?
You deliberately embarrassed me in front of a reporter!
Yeah, what is Vrabel really supposed to say about a schedule, right? The only thing you say is, it came out today. That's it. Like, you don't play... Usually when you see the schedule as a head coach in the NFL, there's a high probability you don't play that first game tomorrow. Right? So, yeah, there's nothing you can do about the schedule, but the schedule is a result of past performance. And the Patriots, look, usually the way it works, like if you want to use, for example, Buffalo has 9 games this season. When the schedule came out, 9 games this season that start at 4:05 or later. Right? Now, keep in mind, it's not like the division is all spread out across the country. They have 9 games that start at 4:05 or later this year because of past events. That's why they have that schedule. Their 4 teams they play out of division are all the division leaders from last year. Who do the Patriots play this year? They play the bottom teams from last year in those same divisions. So while they're playing Houston, you're getting Tennessee again. They're playing the Chiefs. Hello, Raiders. One more game. So those are things you can't control, but the NFL does know that they want storylines to develop for important teams, right? This isn't Jacksonville, where let's just say Jacksonville got on a streak for like 2 years of being pretty good. Jacksonville suddenly doesn't become this team that has 7 or 8 games after 4 p.m. It's just not that soon. But if the team that was dominant, and even in losing, that's the crazy thing about the Patriots, even when they weren't in the Super Bowl, you were having to knock on that door or they were coming to your house and you would have to beat the man. It reminds me a lot of before wrestling guys had like 50, like I'm Joe Braverman. I don't know if you watch any wrestling, but now guys can be like a 20-time champion. I'm like, that totally defeats the purpose of what being the champion used to be. Like when Ric Flair won it for a third time, you're like, wow, this is really special. Now a wrestler can win it a third time in 2 weeks. But the Patriots are like that old school championship wrestler that held on to the belt, or you tried to beat for the belt for 20. They've been on. They missed. You don't think network television doesn't miss that? I think that's why so many of us laugh about who the Cowboys are, because it's like, why all that passion? They don't win anything. At least you can understand hating the Patriots. They'd come and beat your team and kiss your woman on the way out, right? Or you come to town with all your varsity jackets. Remember when the Houston Texans came, we're going to wear varsity jackets up to New England and show them we're a team. Got their damn varsity letters snatched on the way out of here. That's what happened. The league wants that. They miss that. They miss having the bad guy. Now more than ever. Like, because Tom was the classic chiseled chin boy that everybody loves. Drake is kind of like the aw shucks Andy Griffin character that we can kind of love as well. But I think now the fan base is ready to be that bad guy again. I'm ready to pull out those New England versus everybody t-shirts. I don't know about you. People were really starting to ramp up the hee-hees and ha-has. They were ready to have it come off their lips. When's the last time you've been relevant? Again, this would be even faster than what the 49ers could turn around. That's what I was talking about in this first break. KJ in for Arcan, 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. Get to some of your messages here shortly. Yeah, the Patriots get to be the bad guy again. Again, remember I told you, the Patriots game is going to be shown in Dallas, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Kansas City. Oh, they know. They know. And with the little southern charm that Drake May has, you now have like young kids like really, really taken to this quarterback. And it hasn't gone to his head. I don't know about even the conversations that people were having about Stephon Diggs going into the season. I was just like, well, you know what? How about we just wait until, watch this, Stephon Diggs plays before we have it, diva, all this. You know what? I knew things were okay when Cardi B showed up last week, and I knew that it was eventually happen. Because, you know, it's kind of like going for like the hip-hop Kelce and Taylor Swift, you know. I would say a Tane Towns name, but then I'd be in trouble. I'd be like, yeah, God forsake, KJ. Strike hell upon they've redemptioning that town in relationship to Cardi B and Stephon Diggs and whatever they're doing. There were people that were ready to dig into that, and you can't even do that. He hasn't been a diva. He's been, you've fallen in love with him. 617-779-7937. KJ in for Arcan. Let's go to Jay. Jay, thank you so much for calling. WEEI, you're live on the air.
Hey, KJ. Yeah, I just want to put in a vote of gratitude to the Atlanta Falcons. They served as a wake-up call to the Patriots. Don't ever take a team lightly. And Chris Arcan said they didn't take them lightly. Oh, I beg to differ. I think they did take Atlanta Falcons a little too lightly. But as I say, it was a good wake-up call. Now they're going to face a top echelon team in Tampa. And as I say, Baker Mayfield is Drake May 3 years in the future. They're a great they're a great team with a great quarterback. So this is going to be a test. And
go ahead, finish your thought, because I was just about to say thank you for the call.
Oh, well, you're welcome. The thing is, if they face Tampa toe to toe and come up short, I'll still be really impressed, because as I say, now Tampa is an upper echelon team. So we'll see where they go from here, KJ.
All right, Jay. Thanks for the call. Let's see, I still was able to get it in. Yeah, yes, I could see where the belief is that the Buccaneers are an upper echelon team. I would then ask you, who is the more upper echelon, who has the better quality upper echelon teams in the league, the AFC or the NFC? And the answer is the AFC. And if you say in the NFC, you're like, okay, the Rams in San Francisco have something going on, but you'd really have to say, do you believe, how far do you think San Francisco can go if Mac Jones has to be the guy for the lion's share of the way? So that answers one question right there, right? The other one with the Rams, you're like, okay, the Rams have this ability. They're very much like the Golden State Warriors and a little bit even like the Chiefs. It's kind of like, all right, we'll be hurt. We'll be banged up. You'll think that we won't necessarily get in. It'll come down to the last couple of weeks potentially. And then once we get in, you'll see the magic of Matthew Stafford when he only has to play three games to make it far. The Rams are dangerous in that regard. Then you've got the Eagles. And then you would say, okay, do you really believe Green Bay is all that? No, they can slip and slide. Or the Lions, they seem to be kind of on this down trajectory. Are you buying a surging Chicago Bears? Not really. So that's why you could say, hey, Tampa, with all of its injuries, is one of these better teams, and you look in their division, guess who's right behind them? The Panthers and the Falcons, two teams. I'm kind of with Arcan there. Like, I don't think that Atlanta did the Patriots any favors. I think the Patriots just did enough to not shoot themselves completely in the foot. I still think the jury's out on Michael Penix Jr. That team is kind of in a bit of shambles, I think, kind of behind a couple of closed doors, right? Because Michael Penix Jr. was out the previous week, Kirk Cousins in all those millions. Look, when you've got somebody working at your job that makes tons of money and does nothing, like doesn't even bring in the donuts, does nothing, there's going to be a feeling inside that locker room like, can we get some help in here for that piece that's not doing anything? I think Atlanta is one of those teams that by the time the season is over, you would say, oh, wow, they really beat Buffalo during the season. I think they're just a team that just can't put two and two together over the course of 60 minutes. I think like another Atlanta team, like the Atlanta Hawks, like these are the Falcons are one of those teams like, okay, you don't play for 48 minutes. You play for 60 minutes in the NFL. I think that's where the Patriots are a little bit different this year than, say, even last year or the year before, where they would have lost that Atlanta game. We've seen that happen, like Miami a couple of years ago, where, like, okay, it's just too good to be true. And the biggest part of it is the offense moves. This is what's completely different than what we've seen over the last several years, is that the offense moves. We're no longer saying, like, gosh, they need to go get a dominant wide receiver one. Again, if you have a competent quarterback that can get the ball spread around in an above-average run game, we'll see what Ramondre Stevenson looks like when he eventually returns. I would probably still put a very doubtful tag going into this weekend because Jennings has performed so well. But this is also one of those games where, hey, you know that might be a gunslinger situation, or you might find yourself in a 14-10 game after one quarter. You're like, okay, clearly the defense is leaking a little bit of oil on both sides of the ball. We've got to be ready, or it may come down to, and I give Todd Bowles a bit of credit on this. Bowles, kind of like what we've talked about in Belichick in the past with these young QBs, like you get a young QB in front of him, and he can put some confusing things out there in front of, say, Drake May, but at the same time, he's been playing in a division where you've been seeing Bryce Young all the time, or you've been seeing whatever New Orleans is thrown out there, or, you know, or even Atlanta, who's still trying to figure its bearings. So I'm not going to sit there and say that the Bucs aren't one of the better teams in the league because their record says they are. But I would say, what do the Bucs look like if you say put them even in the AFC South? Would they be that? Would they have two losses? You know, you would also, it's like, what if they went up against the Colts and the Colts showed them something, right? Again, when the Colts lost to Pittsburgh, I know I'm mashing a bunch of teams together, but I'm putting this all to put this in perspective that the Patriots ain't that damn far away, folks. I thought they would win 10 games going into the season because of the schedule. I haven't budged off of those 10 games, but at the same time, I'm not like, yeah, three more games and I'm there. I think the biggest portion of it is the last four games after the bye look like totally different teams than what was on paper to start the schedule, right? If you're like, oh my gosh, they got that gauntlet with, they've got Buffalo and Baltimore there. You don't know what's going to happen with Baltimore here over the next couple of weeks. It could be a situation where there's just too much that they can't catch up. And do you kind of put Lamar Jackson kind of on ice to make sure? Do you look at a situation where you're like, hey, maybe they can put themselves in a favorable draft position? They've gotten rid of a couple of guys. So the Cincinnati game, you know, look at Cincinnati, you'd almost have to say, oh, man, the Patriots could score 50 points, and it could be a one-possession game. So what we thought could be pretty sure tough games and losses at the start of the season, and this is where I understand Vrabel and his comments to Chris Curtis, is kind of like, man, I can't pay attention to the schedule. And the reason being is things change during the season that make the schedule look a lot different. Right, I even thought that, hey, maybe one of the Jets, when the season started, maybe one of the Jets games will be tough. You still got Sauce Gardner there. You've got a running game. I mean, could Justin Fields just do it?
I love your little smirk over there.
Yeah. But you know that's funny, though? That's funny because he straight up called out Curtis. Almost kind of like Vrabel did his homework. You know, like, you think you got me, sucker? I got something for you. Mayo couldn't get away with doing that last year. Yeah. Ah, he's angry. Vrabel, it's entertaining. Bill O'Brien's on that trip. What up, Trevor? You know, it'd be funny if Vrabel goes off. What up, Chris? Well, actually, we'd have to say, what up, Courtney, to go to something that's a little more positive feeling than what he's just dealt with. But yeah, as a head coach, probably the only day you care about the schedule is the day that it comes out and what the travel itinerary looks like. You know you're going to go to those places. You just don't know what a roster is going to look like, what's going to happen in terms of injury. I mean, think about it. What would the conversation be, let's just say, when Drake May got called to the Blue Tent a couple weeks ago and then had to miss a week, and let's say Josh Dobbs doesn't get it done. Now the conversation is completely different. And to be honest, I don't know if they put this as the national game on the map for the 1 o'clock. But because it is, and Drake May has been fine ever since, you just deal with the cards that you've been dealt, right? And these are very, very good cards for what this franchise fan base has seen. The Mayo year. The Belichick just disgraced last year. I mean, his last year, and just the pettiness of, in his last game as the head coach of the Patriots, he benched Mac Jones as a healthy scratch. And all the things that were just so unbecoming of what had been the story the previous 20-something years. Now there's literally an opportunity. I never thought I would see this, where not only are we not discussing Brady versus Belichick anymore, But now we're kind of saying, man, I can't wait to see what Drake May can continue to do this year, this team. Oh, the Will Campbell conversation? That's non-existent. So all these different things you worried about going, like even some of us were kind of like, you know, you could see Travion Henderson stepping into that RB1 role if Ramondre Stevenson doesn't step into that contract, right? Like, it's like, bro, it's overdue time to step into that contract. And now here comes Jennings where you're like, wow, if we can run Henderson and Jennings, because this is where I give Josh McDaniels a lot of credit. You know, sometimes we dog him for some of the calls that he makes with everybody sees the toss sweep with five years. But have you had a runner who can effectively do those calls that have looked basic from Josh McDaniels in the past? And keep in mind, some of the look, Garrett Blunt was something different, right? Because you knew that he could be something different and would look, it just looked beautiful in some of that stuff. But some of the running backs that are just straight hard runners or ones that can hit holes or hit edges, it hasn't been something dominant. A little bit of Damian Harris there, you know, but then the injuries seemed to hit quicker before he could get his stride. So the team is hitting on the right cylinders. It is the perfect game for your Sunday 1 p.m. viewing anywhere. Next, we will do how high am I on something? I usually don't do this in the middle of the show, but since the show only goes to 7:30 leading up to Thursday night football, I will do that in name of Arcan next. How high on WEEI KJ Show. Thank you so much for hanging out. KJ Show in for the Christian Arcan Show. Get better, brother. You know what? I almost got sick eating all my kids' Halloween candy. I really did. My wife has this thing about stealing all the chocolate. Like, this huge bag of candy came to the house, like all this chocolate and stuff like that. My wife got smart. She just took like all the chocolate, hid it in her purse because I just never go into her purse. But there I am eating like all these like lollipops and like the stuff is like gumming to my teeth and sugar soaking down in my stomach. I still think it's the Weird Al Yankovic character costume that he came in. It was a bit atrocious, but I was impressed. Where did he find that Rick James, Jerry Curl, hair juiced wig that very much fit Weird Al Yankovic? And where do you find a damn accordion these days? Like, who has an accordion? All right, a couple minutes away from how high.
Remember, he always credits Amazon for those wild purchases.
Wait. He went on Amazon. Maybe you go on Temu to buy something like that, and if it breaks on the air, then you can discuss, like, just, hey, I paid $4 for it. But he went and spent, and he must pay good money here. There's just no way I could just go off. I guess a kid's accordion isn't really that expensive. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Rob in New Hampshire. Rob, thank you for calling the KJ Show in for the Arcan Show. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, KJ. I wanted to just take Vrabel to task about what he said to Curtis regarding the strength of schedule. No coach in any sport is going to want to admit that his team has played a soft schedule. I totally admit that. But for him to basically say he doesn't understand why it's a thing because of the salary cap, I mean, is he telling us that all teams are created equal? Like, why isn't anybody kind of calling him out on that? Of course, strength of schedule is a meaningful aspect of evaluating the team.
Yeah, you are absolutely right, Rob. Like, bro, you can't tell me that Tennessee is not given a strength of schedule that allows them to try and get out of the muck, right? This is done for everybody in the league. And Rob, thank you so much for the call. I do agree, right? Like what Vrabel was saying, like, you know, like everybody has, everybody wasn't 4-13 the last 2 years, 8-8 the year before when they had 16 games, you know, you didn't have Bill Belichick limp out of here. Like, going from the greatest coach of all time on the cusp of passing Don Shula to, damn, son, I really hate that you made it all the way. I hate that you made it all the way to Beacon Street and made a wrong turn at this marathon thing, bro. Like, that's literally what you're coming from. So there is a desire to see the Patriots get better. They are the national villain, right? Like, can you imagine the next time, because say the Patriots, let's just say they go 10-7. I'm still going to hold on to that. I'm not going to raise a number. My 10-7 said that they would be in the playoffs, whether it be looking at a scoreboard on the last day or how some things kind of play out over the season, right? You didn't see Baltimore struggling. You didn't see Cincinnati struggling again. You didn't see the Colts coming. You didn't expect Houston to not be, you know, so there are things that are in place that allow for a team that has, okay, one of the worst schedules, if not the worst schedule in the league. But you know who has the worst strength of schedule, the second worst strength of schedule in the AFC? Braverman, who do you think has the second worst strength of schedule in the AFC behind the Patriots? Who do you think?
I feel like I saw this graphic not too long ago, but I think the Steelers had the best one.
Nope. The Bills have the second worst
strength of schedule. That was going to be my next one.
Right, because this is where, hey, if Miami's bad and that's weak on the schedule, Buffalo gets them. So do the Patriots. The Jets, they get them. So do the Patriots. So that's going to make you, it really is, it's about your division and who do you play outside of the division? Who are your cross, like for example, the Bills get to play the Chiefs. You saw that last week. That's their AFC West cross pollination, if you will. For the Patriots, it was Vegas. The worst team in their division last year. So the league knows what they're doing for this competitive balance. So it isn't about your salary cap. Part of it is what kind of product you put on the field. And if you've got a marquee name, and I never thought I would say this, ask me today to redraft last year's quarterback draft. How do you not say Drake May won? Like for the longest, we were comfortable. Jaden Daniels won, Drake May two, Williams three. Now you have to say, hey, buddy, Drake May won. Daniels and Williams may be kind of meeting each other in the middle a little bit.
I don't know. I'd sub in Bo Nix for one of those guys.
You see what I'm saying, right? So the conversation had always, like even if you go back to when they were in college, it was like Drake May, Caleb Williams, those two, you can't go wrong. Then once you got to the draft, Jaden Daniels by this time had won the Heisman. Caleb Williams kind of seemed to check out to lunch a little bit, kind of getting ready for the pros. And then there was Drake May where you're like, okay, if this guy's going to be special, how you got five losses at a college that ain't really good in a conference that sucks? You know? So there were some questions and Mitch Trubisky kind of hanging around the league as well. You're like, please God, I'm saying a prayer here. Please don't let him be that guy. Yeah. They wore the same number in college. Please don't let him be that guy. He's not that guy. The league is saying, and this goes back to why people are like, hey, they need to be flexed into prime time. No, this is the primer before the potential flex into prime time later this season, right? This is about, we want to see what these numbers look like with Drake May going up against Baker Mayfield. It's like, before we start putting Drake May in these prize fights, because they're coming in a couple of seasons. Drake May, Patrick Mahomes. We're going to get Drake May, Josh Allen twice a season. Think about it. After Buffalo's put up all these JV banners of look what we've won, we won the halftime shootout. That's all they've really won. Now really have to look at themselves and say, okay, New England is now potentially forcing our window to close sooner than we thought. This is why at the trade deadline, I was like, there really needs to be an edge rusher addressed. If Keon White isn't going to be that guy at all and hasn't been out there virtually at all, and you got all these picks back for him and for Duggar and stuff like that, are we not packaging those together to try and get some type of defensive end presence? Because if you look at what Buffalo's problem has been, trying to catch up with Kansas City, they've been trying to get edge rushers there. So you remember they had Von Miller there for a couple of years. Worked out. It was a little bit better than what they had, but still wasn't enough. Now with Bosa there, you saw what he did to Patrick Mahomes last week. And I said, this is what the Patriots need to be thinking about, is getting that edge rusher that disrupts a mobile quarterback, because you're going to see Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes. Or you would want to put that type of pressure on a Bo Nix or on a Daniel Jones who's prone to make mistakes. So this is why I was thinking an edge rusher is the move, because you're in that conference where, different than, say, Jared Goff, right? Jared Goff is just going to be like, hike, one, two, three, gone. You don't have to worry about, I mean, you could send the pass rush to him either you're going to get to him or the ball's already going to be gone. With these other guys, they have a tendency to want to hold on to the ball and extend the play. The way you combat that is with an edge rusher. So, yeah, I'll get into that some more here right after the break. But let's do something I'm not supposed to do in the middle of the show, but because we're in Massachusetts and, gosh, they're on every corner. Hit it, Joe.
Right? Right. Take the test, huh? Get high scores.
Well, yeah. 5 meters alone. How are the highs, man?
That's what I'm saying, yo.
All right, Joe Braverman, you've never done this, but Joe has questions in front of me, and I will let you know just how high I'm getting on these particular items. Go.
All right, let's start with the Patriots here and go back to Mike Vrabel. How high are you on Vrabel winning Coach of the Year?
Oh, I'm very high on that. Before I pass that, give me that out. Look, think of all the dysfunctionality going on around this team. Think about the anger that was going on when Joe Milton was out there winning a game and blowing the number one draft pick. That almost feels like 2 years ago, and that only comes from excellent coaching, players buying in, getting results on the field. I'm very high on Mike Vrabel being NFL Coach of the Year, and it'd be good because it doesn't have to be one of these feeling like these tech bros that has like these little offensive gadgets. No, this is a football team that's reclaimed its identity and is about to take over the world. I'm sorry. Next.
Let's go to Drake May, obviously the two-headed monster, that one. Is it in the clouds to think that Drake May could win MVP this season?
It's a little high. And the reason why I say that is, okay, even though odds makers have him at plus 400, 4-1, the number two person behind Josh Allen, what the odds makers are kind of saying, like, in order for him to really be the MVP, he's got to beat the early contender in terms of Baker Mayfield this weekend and then beat Josh Allen again. Look, I did not have it on my bingo card to start this year that the Patriots would sweep the Bills this year, and I'm not going to be super high telling you that that's for sure going to happen. So a little high on Drake May being the MVP, and the reason why I'm not very high on it is because he hasn't beaten Mayfield and Josh Allen again, and I think you've got to beat the man twice for that to happen. All right, a couple more.
Talking about the game on this Sunday between Bucks and Pats, the current spread right now is at 48.5 points. So how high are you on the point total hitting the under?
Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh. This thing is in my chest because this is going to be one of those classic shootouts. 35-31. I would say this is one of those games. If the defense for the Patriots give up 31 points, I would say realize this is kind of what Baker Mayfield does, where you might see a very tight game suddenly go awry towards the end. I think the point total gets somewhere closer into the 50s, maybe even the 60s. Definitely not the under on 48.5. All right, one more.
I'll agree with you on that one. Let's talk about the Celtics last night. Not specifically about the game, but hairspray bandit striked again. That'd be one, Jaylen Brown. How high of a chance does Jaylen Brown have of getting a men's hair club sponsorship?
Oh, well, I mean, it could come from one of these local paint companies, couldn't it, right? A little high on it. I mean, he's made a little joke about it and stuff like that, the stress of his hair. Boston has caused it and everything. But, brother, the reason why it's caused it is because you wore a kid-in-play flat top for several years and then went to the braids. Talk about all that pulling, all that damn hair. My good God. Oh, gosh. Hell yeah, your hair's going to fall out. And that's how high on the KJ Show. In for Christian Arcan. We're here to 7:30. We'll take you up to Thursday Night Football. Raiders, Broncos. We'll talk Celtics next. Plus, we'll also look at the NFL schedule here on WEEI. Thanks for hanging out.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, it was a shaky start for the Celtics tonight, but ultimately they do respond. A 29-point win over the Wizards. Celtics wrap up the homestand with an emphatic victory.
Jaylen Brown was awesome. Historic performance. 26 minutes, 35, 5 and 5. Only five guys have ever done that.
And Amish Keita with one of the best games of his career. Jordan Walsh, you can say the same for Josh Minot, a career-high 21.
KJ Show, in for the Christian Arcan Show here on WEEI, 617-779-7937. That is also the text number to reach. And don't forget, show ends at 7:30, getting you prepared for Thursday Night Football. Raiders versus the Broncos. Broncos are an interesting team. Interesting team. It's a team to keep an eye out for, especially when looking to see how things may potentially shake out in the playoff tree. Very important, I think, now, especially with the Patriots sitting in the driver's seat, number two spot. You want to hold on to that, get into that before we get out of the show. Yeah, so last night's game against Washington, I was like, okay, you ever find yourself saying, what is the lowest of the low? And you kind of felt like, gosh, Utah's pretty low to lose to, and how some of the noise was really, really loud. Can you imagine how loud it would have been if how that first quarter of last night repeated throughout the game last night? You would say this is an unserious franchise and there's a serious, serious problem if Washington isn't something that you can put away. Eventually they did, but it wasn't comfortable to watch. But I'll tell you what's been kind of tough to watch a little bit, besides, you know, just sometimes just being absolutely dominated on the boards, and I'll touch that in a second, is these kind of switching of roles when you know that everybody's role has to be as good and as familiar no matter what's gone on before. And the thing that jumps out at me is really your Peyton Pritchard, Anthony Simons situation that's going on. Now, don't get me wrong. Peyton Pritchard, clearly the sixth man of the year last year with no question. However, I did have a little bit of question of saying, like, okay, Is he a starter just because he's here and he's the best body on the bench and you just move him there? Or do you have a better body that does what starting players do and not using them in that position and or not putting him in that position? Because I think with this situation where you don't have the luxury of having big men, having a second or third real high-end quality scorer, Derek White is going to be spotty. Let's just call it what it is, right? He really grew into one of your more dangerous weapons when there were multiple weapons. But now when he's one of the weapons, it doesn't feel as deadly. Anfernee Simons is giving you 14 a game in just under 27 minutes. Peyton Pritchard is giving you 15 a game in just under 32 minutes. The question I would say is, there's 5 to 7 minutes. What is that? It's about 5 minutes where there's a 1 point difference between the two players of Pritchard and Simons. And I would say, hey, okay, it's great. The 3-point shooting is when you see it go in, it's great. When it doesn't go in, it's really, really ugly. Don't expect what Jaylen Brown was able to do last night to be a consistent thing. While it may be fun to watch, it's going to be like, okay, can I get 40, 60 from somebody else to get us to 100? There's going to be nights like that. But I do wonder if Anfernee Simons, who going into this season had started, I think, 205 straight games. So always had been a starter. And yeah, it was like, well, it was with Portland. But I would also say, if you knew that Peyton Pritchard can give you 15 off the bench, in past seasons, now granted, now Tatum's not here, but in past seasons, there were times you would just beg for 15 points to come off of the bench consistently. Sometimes you'd be like, okay, Horford's got 7. Hauser's got 2. You know, Pritchard was the one that was able to make up that difference. There's a part of me that still would rather see him making sure that difference is taken care of. If you're telling me like, hey, man, this guy's effective as one of the rebounders, I would tell you there are technically no rebounders, right? If Pritchard and Brown both average 4 rebounds a game, does a tree fall in the woods? You know, like you're not really establishing yourself as a rebounder. Minot has done that. Cade has done that. But these are guys that where Minot can give you flashes of scoring, right? Cade, you're not looking for the scoring, right? You're really looking for probably some effective, solid rebounding, put back, easy to the hoop type situations, more so than here's the design play for Nemus Cade. You just don't see that out there. Here's Joe Mazzulla talking about last night after the game, like the effort that has to be put into going with the small ball stuff.
Josh played a little 5 in the smaller lineup tonight. What led you to go in that direction, and how did that lineup change things in the second a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, it wasn't as good. We got to get better at it. But I think throughout the game, it took away a lot of their roles. You know, Sarr and Bagley are both, you know, obviously active rollers. And, you know, I think that having that in there and their switching kind of took that stuff away, you know, for most of the, you know, second half.
Or how about Washington is a really bad team and you almost got really exposed in the worst potential light after that first quarter last night? Ugh. It could have been ugly. And it really, if Marvin Bagley III, and in full disclosure, his father and I went to college together. But if that person is the conversation you're having about who you had to handle that night, it might have been a little bit of a rough ride, Cowboy. 617-779-7937. KJ Show, in for the Christian Arcan Show, up till 7:30, take you up to Thursday Night Football. Let's go to Kyle in Lowell. Kyle talking Celtics. Thanks so much for calling the KJ Show. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? I've thought this last year as well, but the roster outside of Tatum and Brown with the Celtics, it just isn't that great. And I think it's honestly a blessing in disguise, Tatum going down, because he was honestly making these guys look a lot better than they were. Hala, Pritchard, White, Horford. I mean, Horford's gone, but a lot of these guys we just thought were so great that were, you know, that were role players that they just aren't. And now without Tatum in the lineup, you see who they really are. And the Celtics, they got to get younger, they got to get longer, and they got to get more athletic. You got to follow the blueprint Oklahoma City's doing. I mean, I understand Mazzulla's idea for trying to play for the 3-ball game. That's how the Warriors won it for years. But the landscape shifted.
It's no longer just about the three ball anymore. Hey, you look at the top teams, Oklahoma City and Houston right now, they're doing it with length that they're surrounding their stars with, not with old veterans. And the Celtics roster need a complete redo. It does us no good to try to win this year. You need to bump Anthony Simmons' stock up, trade him, and get some draft picks, and maybe look at trading Jaylen Brown and rebuilding around Tatum.
Kyle, thanks for the call. Whoa.
Pause.
Unless you're getting one of the best big men in the league, you know, getting Jaylen Brown out of here, who comes back, right? You would almost say at this point, like, someone would try and send you Anthony Davis. And I would just say, you know what, don't send me glasses bought from the dollar store because they break. I don't know about Joe Braveman. I'll tell you this true story, and then we'll go to trending. I one time was in a situation where my girlfriend was upset with me and opens up the cabinet. And this isn't funny, but it's a true story. And started throwing glasses at me, like drinking glasses at me from the kitchen. I'm like, this is like, well, A, this is not good. But then I realized, I was like, oh man, she buys all that stuff from the Dollar Tree. So like, if she threw 10 glasses at me, she's only out of 10 bucks. But like, I could severely be hurt. And that's what it would be like bringing Anthony Davis here. You'd be like, oh my gosh, you really brought in like dollar quality glass here. So it could be
those
careful.
Glasses and Anthony Davis have one thing in common. They're made of glass.
You're right. It's just kind of like just shatter. I mean, they shatter on touch. But I don't know how the roster necessarily gets rebuilt. But this also says to you, like, gosh, Luke Kornet is living his best life right now in San Antonio. And you'd almost have to say the Celtics need Luke Kornet more than San Antonio needs Luke Kornet. And that would beg me to ask, if you had a feeling that Horford was going to go, I had that feeling as soon as the season was over. My thing was like, I think once Tatum's Achilles popped, Horford was gone. I really, because he was thinking like, you know what? Tatum isn't going to be here at least for half the season. I have to do load management because they may check my birth certificate to see if I'm really 56 out here. And then when I couldn't do load management, remember is when Porzingis was down. So you're like, damn, man, you're overusing Al. Now, if you had Kornet, you could say, all right, with Kornet, at least you know there's someone who's serviceable out there. You know that they're going to get you boards. He's going to get you putbacks. You're not asking him to score a bunch. This is what Brown and White and Pritchard are to be. Simons are supposed to be as well. But if you don't have that other thing going on where you can make sure there's a little bit of rim protection, there's rebounding there. There's someone who can get the ball to you if you can get on the run from the rebound. No, all these small guys have to do all this extra work. So my concern is as you're trying to chuck up threes later in the game, your legs are going to be gone a little bit. That arm's going to be a bit tired. If there's size on you, they've been banging you around. So my concern is that if the Celtics want to try and play this small ball, well, what happens when they start pushing you around? Either you're not going to defend very well or those shots are not going to land the way you would want to. 617-779-7937. KJ Show in for Christian Arcan. Now it's time to trend with the man, Joe Braverman. KJ Show, WEEI in for Christian Arcan. Just mysterious how, like, he was here Halloween last week. And the next thing you know, like, I mean, I hope he's okay. But I would probably say what would help Arcan get well, he might be here tomorrow. One, like, don't watch any Colorado football this week. Like, bro, I love my school too, but sometimes when your school sucks at football, no point in defending anymore. Just release some of that angst elsewhere. Two, I don't know what, and Joe, you can tell me, like, are the eating habits bad at this time of night? You tend to eat bad food. Like, sometimes when you don't have money like you used to, you're like, okay, what's the discipline? Like, I've reduced eating fast food. I know there's probably a temptation eating fast food later this time of the evening, eating something at 9, 10 o'clock at night. I'll take the burger and just make sure the fries are kind of hot, you know?
Well, there's enough restaurants around the area that we are in the studio where we can change up the meal. The each meal night.
You guys are rich. You know, for me, it's always been drive through pickup before I walked in the building. That's what it's always been. So, but hey, it's good to know that there's at least a healthy nighttime lunch budget the two of you have. So, Joe, it's good to be working with you. I haven't worked with you in a while, but good to see that you're doing great things. And congratulations on your move. If I haven't told you.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's going to be. Luckily, we have an off season for the Sox, so it's technically not. It's not over yet.
Well, for some people, they're just like,
no.
When it comes to this ESPN, Disney / YouTube TV fight, and when I was here Saturday, I had shared that in my past I worked in broadcast television, and many moons ago. Some people remember this. You started having people complaining about their a la carte in their cable. They wanted a la carte. Some people are like, why am I paying this carriage fee? I don't even watch sports. I don't even know what channel that is, but I'm paying out to $8 just to carry the sports stuff. Is there a way I can not carry the sports stuff? And the cable company's like, well, no, unless you change your complete tier. And of course, you know, sometimes how that works is like, if a channel you like is over in this tier, but something else you like over in this tier, you have sometimes have to get both. You have to get this like expanded tier to get both. So that was kind of where the genesis of all this starts. Same thing for sports lovers who are like, man, I have no kids. I don't watch Disney. Why am I paying carriage fees for the Disney Channel? So this is where it kind of starts. Then you've had people, and if you want to know what privilege looks like, my mouth has been agape. Yeah, you've probably seen that word spelled different places, G-A-P-E. A-G-A-P-E, where Pat McAfee, T.J. Watt got on the network, ESPN, and pretty much telling ESPN, hey, the people don't want to go to a website to ask them to do what you do. It's bigger than all that, folks. Think of one of your favorite movie where, I'll just put it this way, where product has to be moved in. If you don't pay,
Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you.
You know what I mean? Like, your life is in front of you. So let's say you're ESPN and you are the one that provides the product. This is kind of bad that I'm describing it in this way, isn't it? Not Joe, but if I have to break it down like this, I think that's how people would understand, right? Which movies like The Departed and stuff like that, all this stuff is mixed in there. So ESPN has the product. YouTube TV kind of acts as a distribution network. One of the worst things you can do to the product by the distribution network is step on the product and then redistribute it at cheaper points so that way you, as the distributor, makes more money than the person who provides the product. Am I making sense so far?
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Right. I mean, I hate to put you on the game, but I've never worked the game, but this is kind of how the TV game works, and it's not very much different than Stringer Bell in the Wire. We back up. So if you're familiar how the Netflix plans work, Joe, clearly you have Netflix, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm not a caveman.
Right. There are some things people don't have, and there are things that other people do have. You'd figure that Netflix is the one that is kind of like Main Street at Broadway of where people meet, right? And of course, you know that with Netflix, you can buy different tiers for your monthly cost each month. Well, what Netflix is able to do is because they have access to the product and the distribution, they can step on the bandwidth so that way you don't have to pay the top amount to see what's going on, to see the movies and stuff like that. Well, what do you think YouTube TV might want to do? Well, because people have been complaining about YouTube TV before the whole ESPN thing. Oh my gosh, this was supposed to be a lifeline. It was like $35 when this thing started yesterday. Now they want $858,000 a month. Not figuratively. It's just kind of in speak. That's how people have been sounding. Well, the way you kind of answer that is you step on the product. So if you want YouTube TV to cost you potentially a little bit less, maybe you take on a little bit of stepped on bandwidth and you can get in right there. Like I think the bandwidth numbers are like, don't quote me, like 64 KBSs is really high, then it drops down to like 54, then like 39, then 18. It's like your lowest. So let's say, hey, we're going to step on this ABC Disney product here. We're going to step on it and redistribute it out. It only costs you $35 a month once again. Now, if I'm ESPN, I'm coming in there. I'm coming in. who's stepping on the damn product here? That's what's going on. You can't step on the product trying to make some more money without talking to the people who supply you with the product. If you ain't cutting them in, as it happens in the movies, or better yet, where's my money? So this isn't robbing the fans. It isn't. It really isn't. This is making sure that ESPN Disney doesn't get its product stepped on. This is what I believe is really happening. Because if I've heard people go, oh man, this YouTube TV, man, these prices, they just keep jumping up. It seems like it just jumped up 2 years ago and it jumped up like the year before. It stayed still for like 2 weeks and then it just keeps jumping. This is the way that you can kind of prevent from having a jump. You can have people come in at different levels if you can squeeze the bandwidth or step on the product. Figures I'm playing a T.I. song on the way out of here after I just pretty much gave you game on how product works and how do you move it, right? Jeez. This might be my last day here, Joe. So I'll be back again Saturday for KJ and Lions right after BC football. What up, Trevor? Thank you, Christian Arcand. Get well. Thank you, Joe Braverman. You can also find 24-hour clips of my shows at YouTube at The Real KJ Show, running 24/7, unless once I have to change the server and stuff like that, do updates, but it's 24/7 channel. Joe, thank you again for your work. Thursday night football next. Raiders, Broncos. Talk to you Saturday. See ya.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.